Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this afternoon, thanking you for the opportunity to have this meeting. We pray that those that are gathered here to discuss the business at hand will be enlightened and understand what is presented to them and make decisions that will be beneficial to the City of Lebanon Junction residents as well as their guests. This is our prayer in Christ Jesus, our Savior's name. Amen.
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 Join the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank y'all. I'd like to call the meeting to order. And I'd also like a motion to accept the minutes from the meeting.
Motion to accept.
I second.
Joe?
Yes.
Jenny?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
And Teresa?
Yes.
Okay. Sign-in sheet. First on there, Mike Myers.
That's me again.
That's all right.
Oh, I get to sit now?
Yes.
It's your turn.
I don't really understand the whole trash thing. I know it's double price. I don't really have a problem with that. I mean, it's reasonable. My problem is, a couple weeks ago, I guess the first day, they just turned my trash over and leave it in the driveway. I come down to her and talk about it, but I found out that it's not really the city's responsibility to take care of them. We got a number to call, and they're supposed to take care of it. So the city has no issues with that whatsoever no more. With this automated machine you get options. They don't have another trash pickup. So when you do get somebody to talk to, they tell you operations will call you in 72 hours. Anytime your trash is laying out there in the driveway. Mm-hmm. So they never did call me either. And then somebody called and told me that they would come back and pick it up, which they never did. So I didn't get trash picked up that day or that week. So, I mean, just judging from what I've seen of them, I drive to Colesburg, watch them, and they're new. So, I mean, that thing is all over the place trying to pick them up. But what? I need a better number to call. I mean, I need something done before 72 hours. They're all there.
Right.
And what should we do about this trash that they're dumping? I don't want my neighbor's trash in my yard, and I don't want my trash in someone else's yard.
Right.
So, I bought Operation on the Internet. It was probably the same person, but they said they're not going to get on those trucks and pick it up. So if they tear our garbage up, it's our responsibility after that. I mean, I don't know. I'm just here trying to find out options we can do about this.
Well, what's been going on? I mean, there's so many bases I can touch on this that some of the other may have questions also, and I'll try to answer them as I get to them.
I mean, I know the new drivers, this thing.
So they're new drivers, but knocking the can over and not picking it up is not an excuse. And when you call, and I can feel your problem because it's happened to my family as well as everybody's. Wow. You know, and it stemmed from not getting cans to getting this to getting that. And the whole realm of it's all new, but trash scattered all over the place. And then some of them damaged the cans, tore the cans up, the ones that was missed. But in the trash, yours in particular, I know we call them ourselves and talk to them. And it got us nowhere. And they said, well, they tell us to call customer service. You call customer service if you do get someone. For a while, they say, well, call Lebanon Junction.
They won't give me customer service. They just says operations will call you in 72 hours. That's
right.
It. That's all I can get.
Right. So then I had a meeting, and it may answer some of the other people's questions also. I had a meeting with the powers that be, and I was having trouble with the gentleman that was here before that explained it to us it was going to be. And they got down to where the one can issue and what do you pay for. And like I said, I can get into all of it. It's what you want. But I fussed so much with them that we had a conference call with the powers that be above them, which I haven't met them, but they was on the phone with us. Well, we're going to fix this and fix that. It became pretty evident that some of the issues with not getting to the right people. And it was being covered up down here. Oh, yeah, we're good, we're good. And they weren't good. Everybody had legitimate problems, plumb down to my family. They had the same problems and stuff. So, again, we started getting text emails back from them. She forwarded the emails on to, like, third in command over all the waste management. Next thing you know, we got word that somebody's coming down here. And I actually, each time it's gotten a little bit better. But is it perfect? No, it's not. It's gotten a lot better, but it's still not perfect. But they sent a person. He said, I will send a person down and follow the truck and see what they're doing wrong. I personally followed them up Church Street.
Probably ugly, ain't it?
That very afternoon. And they're seeing, and I mean, there's so many things. Like, there's areas where this big, fancy, new armed truck, you can't even turn a corner with it. And we brought that to their information to them. And then there's areas where they have to back up a street to get everybody. Your driveway's small and this and that, like up here at the apartments, Patty Lynn Apartments. They set them over here, and there's no way to put them across the road. Every entity is a little bit different. We're trying to work that out with them, but the powers that be is not the ones in the trucks doing it. The boys in the truck, they're trying hard. They are, but they're told to not get out of the truck.
There we go.
That's the whole purpose of the armed truck, is to not have to get out of the truck.
When
you start making a mess, somebody got to pick that up. It don't have to be you.
Well, not if I'm paying to have it picked up. I shouldn't have to pick it up.
No, you shouldn't. No, you're right.
So should I do the Barney 5 and stop him and call the police department and give him a citation for littering?
No, we did that. We put the police department on them, and they stopped the truck, and then that hindered everything. So then we get calls from waste management. It's not helping us to get to the customers with the police officer stopping them, putting the blue lights on the truck. Hey, you just made a mistake. And those guys don't know. So one of the things that is wrong, and this has got nothing to do with you here, let me veer off a little bit. One of the things that is happening is, in the deal, we've all been spoilt to the fact that whatever I put out there, they're going to take, they're going to pick up, and it has nothing to do with you, Mike.
That's okay.
They came up and they said, we always, if you have one can, two, and they made a grave mistake, and I pointed out during that Saturday, in that meeting, when they give everybody a new can, everybody, 60, 70 people didn't get a new can. So when they started getting the new cans, they think because they got an old can, a new can, they're entitled to set two out and fill them up. That's not the way it works. Everybody should have got a new can. It's a whole new contract. So in the contract it says, with your bill, you get one can, and they like to make sure everybody got a new can. So with that new can, you're entitled to fill it up. Can't be piled up, nothing on the ground, no round cans. That can can be used. One, if you need an additional can, it's not just pick it up and dump it. We actually got them to go back around and pick up the second time what they missed and try to get another big argument. But to clear the air on that, with your bill, if you get a regular bill, you're entitled to one can, the one they gave you. If you have two cans and you want to use them, you fill them both up, but you only go pick up one can, unless you call and establish with waste management a two-can operation. That bill is paid separately to them every quarter, the same way as with the commercial dumpsters. Like I say, it's hard to get used to. I don't like changes. Nobody else likes changes. But your garbage being thrown all over the ground, we need to keep digging.
I'm sure mine's not the only one.
No. I can show you three or four of them. But if you just let us keep fussing. We'll see what we can do with it. But there again, a lot of people, and there again, Mike, it's not you, they expect to have both cans picked up. I wish when they gave you a new can like they did me, they picked my old can up. Because that would eliminate all the problem. And then when they said, and I'm throwing the wolf at them, because I told that gentleman sitting right here, we've had a lot of problem out of you all, and I expect to see it better with everything that's going to go on. Once we get adapted to what's going on, and I will say this, we're 98%. Everybody in town is understanding, working, and it's doing. But the object of you with the driveway that's not consistent with the arm, we got to figure out something else. And
so
the people
what's wrong with my driveway?
Evidently, I thought I thought your driveway was narrow.
It's 20 foot. I got 20 foot tile.
But he has two residents in one driveway, and that's
yeah,
what happened.
I got 20 foot
they
tile.
Picked up your daughter's and knocked yours over, correct? When they right. picked up hers?
They set her can down, knocked mine over.
Yeah, right. That's
but they done picked it up. Yeah. Then they set it down and hit it.
Right. Well, we set
but he don't have to set it down beside him. He can set it over here if he wants to. It don't matter. But
right.
I got a 20 foot tile in my driveway.
Right. And if you have one over here and one over here, there's no reason for them to do that
if
again.
If I put two side by side, I right. still got over 10 foot to come in on my driveway.
Right. Mm-hmm. All they got to do is have enough room between the cans to get the arms in there. If you put two cans on the road, you set them side by side, they can't get one can without knocking the other one over.
No, I understand.
So it has to be an accessible space between the two for the arm to pick it up, set it down, and then pick up the other
yeah.
one.
But in my case, he set the can down and hit it, the other one.
Right, right.
That's his fault.
That's their fault. That's not your fault.
That's no. my point. So now then, I understand all this. I need somebody I can call and talk to inside this stupid machine or whip ops to call you in 72 hours. That's not going to work.
Oh, I can off. Ask you if you have the same number that we called because we're faced with the same thing.
If they got an office I can go to.
I've had people call them and tell them, we're bringing our garbage over and dumping your driveway at Waste Management Office.
Where is their office?
I don't know.
I'm actually
I don't know either.
Do it after it's, I spoke with
I don't
it.
Know.
It used to be off Stone Street Road.
It's been a really heated debate. I mean, it's been bad. It's been ugly.
I mean, if surely somebody ought to know how to find an office. I'm not past corner and sit down. We're going to have a real discussion somewhere.
Same number?
Same number. That's our call.
It's the same number we got, Mike.
Only thing I can suggest is keep pushing zero. Don't enter address.
I didn't push nothing.
Well, here
I just stayed on hold. I was on there for like 30 minutes, but somebody did answer that phone.
Yeah, well, eventually it will. But here's the problem and all that.
You've been on.
You tell them who you are and where you're at. They don't know who. You're not in the system.
Right. See, that was another thing happened. We had people that had bills going to them. But their addresses didn't match up in their computer.
Oh, my name and address, nothing. I give you both of them.
Right.
I bet you I'm home. Oh, yeah.
I will say this. I've looked all over his desk. I can't find a magic wand to fix it overnight. I'm working on it the best I can
work
on.
I just try and find magic.
I'm doing the best I can do. You know what I'm saying?
And my main issue is you turn my trash up.
I don't blame you a bit. I do not blame you a bit.
Yes, I've been behind them watching them, and it's ugly. They need a lot. If you get a new guy, you're trying.
Well, we even suggested to the guys that had the old truck, put the old truck back in, and we'll keep moving because we had no problem with that. You know, no problem with it whatsoever. But they're in charge of what they're going to do, and that's the way life is going to keep moving. So if they do it again next month, let us know, and we'll see what we can do about it. I mean, because we've been fighting like dogs against for every opportunity we can, for every argument that's come up. You in particular, I know you
came up. I fought
on
the phone with him in the office. Yeah.
I was there.
So,
I know
you. I'm at the point because I just nipped this at the bud before he gets out of hand. I want to stop the driver, snatch him up, have a real serious talk when it comes to that. I mean, you know.
That could get you in trouble.
Yeah, it could get me in trouble, but I'm going to get somebody's attention.
I mean, I don't want to garbage on the ground and get you in jail.
I ain't got the best yard, but I don't want my trash.
No, I don't either. I mean, nobody does. Nobody wants to pay for a service that your garbage gets strung out all over the place. Nobody wants that.
You know, I could see if you miss some, pick the back up, whatever. I could deal with that, but just drive off and it's not a problem.
Well,
and then if you do call somebody, it's not their problem either. So.
Right. I mean, like I said, give us another time, see what happens, Mike.
I'm not visiting y'all, I'm just trying to find some answers for this. And my right. number one answer, just pull them over and have the police throw them citations for it.
Right.
If it takes them, maybe they'll straighten their act up. That's all I know.
Right. But like I said, since they rode around behind the truck, and it was a guy in a suit and everything else, and we got enough attention to the fact that they seen where they were doing their deficiencies. We seen all of that. Now, hopefully it's better the next time. But okay. I will assure you, one can will probably get turned over somewhere.
I just would like to say another thing. First of all, when we accepted the contract, we were told that the service would be better. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing that's kind of void. But and I understand new things come with time, and I
right.
get that. I also understand that the amounts that were quoted are questionable than what's on our what's on the bill. These are the questions that are coming to me. So my thing is there a way that people could know exactly where the $24 charge is? I mean, can it be broke down on our bill to show garbage? I mean, I know it says garbage, sewage, but now it went from 12 last when we were being to 24. And we were told in the meeting the can was only going to increase $7.
You was here and voted on it.
Yeah.
It went from 9 to 18. It was already $9. $3 is for the city. When it got doubled,
right,
it went 9 to 18.
Right, but
what we signed. I signed it that y'all voted on. So, no, that numbers are numbers, Jenny. It was 9, it went to 18, the 3 went to 6, so it's $24. It was $12 in the past, now it's $24. $18 goes to waste management, $6 goes to city for administration.
Okay. So,
these trucks. I see people shaking their heads and stuff. Does anybody not get a raise every year on their pay? These girls get raises. Where do you think that comes from? Where do you think the sewer, where do you think we buy the trucks for the sewers and the water and the garbage and everything that we do? When you mention raising something in the city, $3.
I give
14 people raises this year. You know what I'm saying? And they expected it. But I'm sure everybody else has got jobs, or even on Social Security. You get Social Security raises, cost increases. But us don't give the city nothing to operate the city. They don't. We don't find it in fortune cookies.
You're not referring to the fact that the city doesn't. I'm just saying.
Right, but we have an ordinance that says it has to be picked up if you live in the city.
A better explanation.
And that's just the way it is. I mean, the contract is what the contract is.
Everybody here knows.
Yeah,
and that's good, because that's been the top question that I've dealt with.
Well, the money was a top question. Right. I answered that for you. The other was, how many cans can I use?
One.
You can use how many you can pay for. And if you're paying for one, you can use one.
Right, because I even questioned
I had people,
meeting,
the
I
first
had
week, I had people put six out. I rolled up and seen one person that fussed. They had six cans. They were paying for one. Mm-hmm. They're not going to pick them up. You fill them up, there's a really good chance that over the few days that they're going to sit out there, those six cans probably get knocked over or blown over, and there could be trash there also. You get one can with your bill unless you pay for two.
I did ask that at the meeting, because I am somebody that has 10 cans.
Yes.
At two different locations, and I made the point to the gentleman directly.
And anything above one can is negotiated between you all and waste management.
Right.
And we have nothing to do
with that. Why did they change that? I mean, I understand the price increase, everything goes up. But changing how much you put out there, like, we wasn't here 1 week. On Wednesday, so we didn't put our trash out. So we had two cans out there the next week. I had to call them. Well, there was cardboard in our can one time, because we had boxes that we tore up where we changed our oil. They wouldn't take that can because it had cardboard in it. So now here I am with four garbage cans, because what am I supposed to do with it? I'm the one that threatened to put break to their property, and that's what I'm tempted to do. But I had to pay somebody else to take my trash off. After paying a trash bill.
Well, I mean, it's pretty understandable now. If everybody come to the council meeting and heard what was read last time, you get one can. You get one can.
I understood. They bring you a new can. That was what you was paying for. If you had another can that could be operated with that lift, arm, whatever you want to call it, you could put that out there, or you could get another one. And I was told $5 instead of $9. But they informed me the third phone call that it's $9 extra. So you don't use that every week.
At the meeting, when it was open, bid on, voted on, give me the right to sign it. It was one can per customer, per standard fee, $24. Not two, not three, not four.
They tell me cardboard needs to be in a recyclable. Y'all going to get us a recyclable? Be here to bring stuff too.
I put cardboard in mine, but I cut it up, put it down in the can along the door.
We cut it up too.
They should have picked it up.
And they did not pick it up.
As long as it was one can. If it's two cans, but how many do you pay for?
I pay for one, but we normally only use one.
It's past the one.
Yeah, that's another thing. You can't put bags on the ground, and it can't be up above the lid of the box.
Oh, I know that. We didn't. And I told them that.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's just new rules. That's what it's going to be. And I hate
what changing. Do y'all think this town's going to look like if people ain't got no place to put their trash? Because I personally am not going to pay another $9 for a second can.
Well, you're going to get one can.
I got a place to burn mine in the winter.
You'll get one can picked up. If you pay for one, you'll have one can picked up. That's where it's going to be.
Can we get a refund for what we paid for our previous contract?
Yes.
I paid for three cans.
We paid for our can.
You got to take that up with them.
Is that contract void?
No, it's not with me. It's not with me. The contract is with the city. I had one person sign up, and I'm talking to everybody here.
Yeah.
We have a contract. We have a contract with the city, with them. One can, and that's what's going to be. Anything over and above in the past has been with them. You didn't send it to us. Anybody sent them the extra money. If you ordered cans from them, you sent the extra money. It never come to us. It's charged every 3 months to waste management, and that's where it's been before. I know everybody come up with these new things that happened in the past, but that ain't the way it is. All right. You let me know if it happens this time.
Now, the other only issue I have is going to consider trash, too. Like at Christmas time, holidays, people are going to have more trash.
Right. Well, we just have to come at it when it comes. Mike, I hate to cut you short, but we got 3 minutes, and I don't want to.
I don't want to deviate
from my 3 minutes because they say he did it last month. So anyway, yeah, and I've mentioned that myself. I have a huge Christmas load at Christmas time, and I may have to have an extra pickup or something. I don't know what I'm going to have to do. Kathy, did it.
Well, this was my issue.
Right.
Is there any way to opt out?
It's headed down through here. No, not as long as you're in the city. Anything else? All right. Larry Redden.
Yeah, I wasn't here last month's meeting.
Right.
And that's the first I've heard of the $9. Which I think, if you read social media at all, people were asking what it was.
Right.
And there never was any mention at all.
It was in the meeting, and your daughter's on the council, and she voted for it. I would like to think that you
have. Well, that's fine, but I've seen on social media some employees commenting. Never said a word about $9 a can.
Well, like I say, it was voted on.
One can limit.
It was voted on in here.
And do
in
you
the
know how much? Do you know how much a second can costs approximately, or you don't know?
I would
say five or seven.
I think it's $9.
Okay.
But now I can't. Don't quote me on that because all the papers are on you.
It is.
All
right.
So the city is collecting $6 a month off every customer.
Yes.
For
administration fee. It's been $3 for 10 years. 10 years. This is the first time in 10 years it's been raised.
And there again, my question would be, so what do you do for the fee for that? Besides putting on the water?
Part of us do this. Listen to this. So.
Well, you got raised for that, though.
Yeah, I did.
Not long ago.
Yeah, I did. You was here for that one. I remember that. Anyway,
right,
it's $6.
So the public knows it's $6 a month that you're paying for.
Yeah.
Or I don't know what.
The public pays it. Well, come down here sometime. I'll show you. You sit in the office and watch them.
No, I'm talking about garbage bill. I didn't know what the $6.
Do you get a bill in the mail?
Yeah.
They handle that. Okay. There's paper. There's printers. There's computers. There's all the billing that we send out. The mail that we put on it. The postage that we put on it. And then to take the calls that's involved with it. That's part of the administrative fee.
Approximately how many water companies? How many people get garbage, just out of curiosity?
Get the bills from us?
Yeah.
What about 575, 600, somewhere in that ballpark. Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Move right along. Let's see. Old business. Judge Summers, would you like to speak about the EMS building?
Sure. I'll be happy to. You can see the progress that's being made over there. With it's been a bit, excuse me, it's been a little bit slower than what we anticipated. But what we're doing, we're adding 1,200 square feet to it as well. And with the 1,200 square feet, it's 24 by 54. We're going to be doing some additional training of our EMS staff at the University of UofL Medical Center South. And this way, because we have a lot of walk-ins at our site and also down at Nichols as well. And part of what we'll be offering there as well, we're working with University of Louisville Health, not the University of Louisville itself, but UofL Medical Center South, we'll be able to offer some walk-ins as well, sort of like a little clinic.
because we'll have a doctor there at least one day a week, a nurse practitioner there 3 or 4 days a week, because what they're going to be doing, they're going to be working with our paramedics. And to help you all a little bit, I don't know how much you know about what we've done with our emergency services. I know that the chief understands a whole lot about what we're doing from the fire department. But we've taken from when we came in office in 2019, we had about 4 or 5 paramedics. Well, we now have 16 on staff, and 2 of them are what we call critical care paramedics as well. I know some of you all in this room has used a couple of our critical care paramedics. We'd like to get them all up to that state, but what it does take, it takes advanced training. And that's training that we'll be able to offer here because by owning the building under a nice agreement with the City of Lebanon Junction, we're able to do this. We're not in a in an area to where we'll be tossed out like we are in some of the other areas in the community, the county. So this is what we're doing with it, and we're a little bit behind. I talked to the builder right before I came in. We're hoping to catch up, and next time I come down here, hopefully we'll have a completion date, and we'll be able to do a ribbon cutting on what I'm going to say both sides, because 1,200 square feet, it'll be able to help Wayne or somebody. I'm going to pick on some up here in a minute, or myself, or anybody in this room. Instead of throwing you up in the back of one of our nice hot rods that we have, we'll be able to maybe help you during the day right there and then. So it's a great opportunity that we've had. I can't thank the fiscal court enough for going along with us to be able to do this. And Lebanon Junction is an area of growth. It's always been an area that's near and dear to our hearts and our administration. And we're here to help in every way that we can. I mean, you have an ambulance down here now literally 24 hours a day, a paramedic station here. And we built the building to accommodate two. And so this is where we're at with the mayor and council. And I'll be happy to take any questions on it. But it'll probably be completed about the same time the hospital will be. The hospital will be done in January. And this will be done before January, but I'm giving the builder a little bit of leeway. Any questions?
Any discussion? Council?
Yeah, are you saying that this EMS site you got here is going to have to walk in for this building?
Yeah, when they're here.
So can you say a new hospital with that?
That's up at exit 121. It's and if you bounce up there when you're up there and you're looking, it's the hospital has been there as what I'm gonna say a
I've been up quite a bit
as a center. But you can see up there now, it's literally 3 stories. They've got skin on it all the way around, the roof over. The first and second floor should be completed to where they'll be able to heart patients. In transit by the end of October. But it's going to start with 40 beds. That way we'll be able to stay here with our loved ones instead of having to go to local. It's easily expandable to 60, and it'll go all the way up to 100. And they've already hired 31 doctors. And they're working on now with the Brown Cancer Center. We had quite the meeting with Congressman Guthrie today about getting them a grant for our new machine resonance imaging machine and some other needed equipment that they do need that's for the future growth of the hospital.
Well, I know just getting the ambulance building was a blessing for us. We started out with the ambulance and get the building. I never dreamed we'd get an addition onto it. And to say the training's going to be here is just awesome.
It's
going to be awesome. And then to have somebody over there at any given time will be great, because I know we've seen some of the elderly people from the old hotel building, whatever, go over there, get their blood pressure checked in case they was real sick. They don't make a habit out of it, but having somebody there periodically is going to be a blessing.
Yeah, and to help you, Mary, every what I'm going to say, disaster has a silver lining. We found out how many walk-ins that we do have, Lebanon Junction and Nicholas Bolt, our paramedic who's now in prison rehab. 4.5 weeks or 5 weeks in ICU unit. When they were all gathered up, they got to telling us how many folks that we do have walk in and how much they are doing. So we were going to do the training originally at Nichols, but we moved it to London Junction.
Right.
This is what's needed. This
and you
person.
Said there's going to be an MD on one day and then a nurse practitioner the other days?
The other days, yes, ma'am. And it could grow and develop. But what it does do, it gives our folks the opportunity to be trained on JT. But what it does do, it gives people health the opportunity to see what type of footprint they'll need here too as well.
Well, I know you and the fiscal courts worked to get the building for us, but I talked to U of L with their staff up there, and for them to reach back to Lebanon Junction and try to get something started here, it's been phenomenal. And she actually said she was going to push for that the last big meeting we had.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. And she did all the way around. We're just here to help. Lebanon Junction, guys, you're going through some change right now that's painful. I'm not going to drag Tom into this, but this county is in change. It's in a change state. When you go up and down the I-65 corridor, and you live within 10 miles of either side of it, you're going to see significant change in the next 5, 10, 20 years. I mean, we had one city double in population, and it wasn't from 5 people to 10, it was from 10,000 to 20,000 people, the city of Mount Washington. So change is coming. You know, you can't control everything. We just have to manage it and do the best we can. And as leaders, that's our responsibility. And we do the best we can. So.
Judge, just to let you know, it's helping the city out a lot. I don't know if people realize this, but we've got several people in the fire department that has advanced now.
Good.
And then we have one that has turned over to be a paramedic now. We got one in the fire department. And the Phil County and that. So there's a lot happening, like what you're saying. I don't think everybody sees it every day like we do, but there's two people in this town which hit a lot of can't name a name that would have been dead today if we wouldn't have been doing that. Yes, so myself, I appreciate it for the fast response.
Thank you. And we understand that. I mean, the cross training and the training that we've done for fire department, police departments, with to give them EMTs and PAs, and then also graduate on up to take care of medical schools. It's been a blessing for our community because public health and safety is number one. Any other questions or concerns? I mean, while you got me about the short hair, you might as well. Okay.
Is there a plan to help with, I know I-65 is doing the road work,
yes,
and
ma'am.
I know, is there any way to get some extra coverage for traffic? That's the major concern.
Yeah, we did that 2 weekends ago, and right before fiscal court meeting, I don't know how many folks in Lebanon Junction got it, but the Sheriff's Department did help out. And I'm going to tell you, you got a great, what I'm going to say, person there, or mouthpiece, because every time something like that happens, he's not afraid to. I'm going to quote him, he squalls like a mashed cat. And we make sure that we do respond if you get folks here.
Okay.
Deputy Payne, our Chief Deputy Payne, is real good at assistance. So we're here to help.
I know the Sheriff's Department, when I called them last week, when they shut the ramp down, they sent two cars over and they stayed out here. Then I started getting complaints from people saying they were stopping them.
Absolutely. And they
got a document to take it.
Well, yeah. I can't help you on that. I mean, the whole idea of it is that when they do it here, they did Fox Chase for us, because I don't know if you're aware of it, we had a sinkhole come right in the middle of one of our major draws in the north end of the county. So they show proof that they've been here once.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Judge, I appreciate you. Everything you do for us.
And we appreciate you all, too. I mean, that's we've got a great relationship with the City of Lebanon Junction, and we want to stay that way.
Thanks for coming out.
Yes, thank you all.
All right, moving on. Matt, you got the floor.
Try to be as brief as possible. You got to stop if you have any questions. The one of the projects we talked about is the Jim Beam expansion on the water system. There was two quotes that were, there were two separate connections that have been deemed critical connections that we're going to do during shutdown. They have to be done on Labor Day weekend. We got quotes for both of those projects. The low quote for the Sanders Lane and Old Boston Road was Argent Bright Dirt Works, which we've worked with them before. They work for the City of Lebanon Junction. And then the second project was for Preston Highway, and it was Kenny Construction out of Jefferson, Kentucky. We've done quite a bit of work with them previously. The owner of the company actually used to wear a hat that Chaz did. He worked in Jeffersonville, Kentucky, ran their utilities. He does a really good job, conscientious on what he does. So I would like to present to the council accepting those two price quotes on Sanders Lane and Preston Highway. One of them going to Argent Bright and the other one going to McKinney Construction. And again, Jim Beam is paying for 100% of this. And they will be paying the city this amount of money to pay the contract. But all that work will be done the last week in August and shut down during, we're going to shut down on Thursday afternoon, shut their water off, and they will not have water again until Tuesday to get this connection done.
Any questions?
Sanders Lane, that we can.
That's just a whole city shut?
No, just Jim Beam.
Oh, Jim Beam.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's that one we're going to have to work through because there's going to be residential customers that are going to be involved. Yeah. So we're trying to work through, figure out how, if we can do that one maybe on Friday and then have it up and running by Saturday. The water will be back. The water will be back. It's less than 12 hours. Well, no. Jim Beam is shut down for 4 days.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. Back up and remind you. I just stepped all in there. I'm sorry.
Shut down for 4 days.
No.
I'm like, what?
Booker
knows. We're looking at a 12-hour shutdown. When we go and actually physically cut the lines, we're going to drop in the pipe, tie it in, and then turn back on the water.
But that's all. That all ties into that water line that's down there by that subdivision, right? That we talked about before. The white pipes right there on 61. That's the line you're talking about, right?
You talk about Harney?
That's the line that goes to Jim Beam.
Yeah, so there's a line there. The complicating issue is years ago there was a water line ran, a 12-inch line that went on with it. For whatever reason, and I can't explain it, there was a 12-inch line and an 8-inch line. And for some reason, the 8-inch line feeds the 12-inch line that goes to an 8-inch line that feeds Beam. So to increase the capacity, we're going to a straight 12-inch from the purchase point all the way to the point of sale at Jim Beam, which increases the volume of the salt. And that's what this project is doing.
Will anybody be able to tie into that water line that Jim Beam is paying for?
Such as the new resort that's going to go in?
Such as my house where I need my meter in my front yard instead of down the other end of the house?
I don't know where you live, ma'am. What's
that?
I'm
going to Beam's.
What's your address?
1360 South Preston. Are y'all gonna be digging? They gonna be digging up my yard again?
Okay. So it's the house right before. Okay. I don't know what the original agreement is. I need to go back and read that to see what.
We couldn't tap that water line back then because they wasn't using enough water to keep that water fresh. That's why she got a tap on the 80s from the LSC, and the line comes up at this time. I told her, as Jim Beam started using water, we can move her tap in front of her house.
I'm not saying yes, I'm not saying no. I will look into it and see what kind of water turnover we're getting in that as far as the water quality and get back to you. What do you care after me for me to get your phone number and I'll get in touch with you?
Yeah,
okay. Sorry, I don't know where everybody lives, so I just want to make sure. Any other questions on?
What about the numbers that you want them to vote on?
So the numbers for the Sanders Lane, Argenbright, their price quote was $26,720.65. Preston Highway, that's opposed to Sanders. Preston Highway, McKinney Construction, their price quote was $36,674.00.
We need to make a motion that we accept these.
Yep.
We accept this update of price quotes.
Yep. Motion been made to accept the prices that Matt just quoted us.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Hold on.
Jenny?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
And Allie?
Yes.
All right. Next on the agenda, if I hadn't somebody to sign about the trash, I was going to get involved into it and mention it. It was next, but we've already hammered that out. Next down here, I want to put in a special thanks for the Ministerial Association, Tina Lord, and them for the backpack deal that was down the park. I myself was gone, so I had a bunch of tornado damage down at my place, and I was down there working. But I heard and seen pictures where it went over phenomenally well. So, y'all handed out a bunch of them.
We handed out, about 150, but we had a lot of kids that did take some because they already had them. But they just kind of enjoy the fun. I want to say thanks to Chaz and the city workers for helping us set up our tents, our canopies, and our, you know, anything we needed, they were willing to help, so we appreciate it.
Well, I know that several organizations have been given to the backpack programs in various spots.
We have a church over in Elizabethtown, the Driven Church, that pretty much funds the event, and then our church is here to do a lot of work too, working together, churches.
I just want to thank you for everything you're doing. Y'all did. It went over real well. Okay. Under new business, I've only got one thing I wanted to touch on, and nobody mentioned it. I figured somebody would be on the sign-in sheet about it. I don't get on Facebook. Don't have to. I hear it from everybody else. So, but the thing about it is, I've had people coming to me about the school system, how they're wanting to change the bus pickups and what have you. Now, me and several of us older ones, our kids are grown, grandkids may be involved, but I called Jesse Bacon's office today and talked to him, and Dave Phelps called me back a couple of times. The concerns was, I want to bring it up to their attention that they're looking towards spots to pick up the kids, like take them to the library lot. They come out with some kind of layout, and it was discussed, I guess, at the orientation at the schools, and I didn't know anything about it. So people's asked me about it, so not knowing and not having children involved, I wanted to get with the school board. I didn't hear about it till Friday, so I called them today. And just so you'll know, because it's going to happen, it's going to be like the garbage. It's going to be upsetting. It's going to be, in my mind, because what kids used to walk down at the end of the driveway, some of them are going to be expected to go to, I think, the turnaround center. It's going to be a virtual drop-off spot for children to get to. And then another spot up here, maybe the library and over here. And they're still adding to that based on the school buses that they have. But like I told them today, you give me something to tell the public, because I don't want to be one on the chop block here, because I don't run the school system. They do. I said, the thing about it is, another question come to me, and I was adamant about it. We pay no less school tax here than they do anywhere else. So I want to make sure that it was brought to their attention that we have what we can get and need versus the other cities. And he said it's a broke system right at this point in time. They're trying to make it work. He said they have the buses. They're short 15, 18 drivers. It's all the drivers. I don't think it's the buses. And they have one that's been down here for a long time. He mentioned her name today. I think they told me Karen, maybe. And she knows them all, and she picks them up. Well, it looked like it's going to be pick up the high school and then come back and get the other. And they've been doing that in the past. I know that. But also, so many people are starting to take their kids out there and up his way, and they park in the afternoons and drop off and pick up. And I've been hounding them about trying to get a turnaround spot up there at the school, like Jenny, God love her heart, did for the traffic control at her place. The school could do it also. Well, I hadn't got anywhere with that, but hers worked, and I believe Evan would also. They said that's one of the things they took into consideration was a lot of these people could take their kids, pick them up at the library. It'd be like if when I went to school, we'd walk down to the end of the road, there'd be 8 or 10 or 12 of us get there together every morning, and that's the way it worked. And it's similar to what they're wanting to do, but they haven't got it ironed out yet. So I was told, well, they're meeting Monday. I called some of the board people also, and they said they're meeting Monday. I said, this Monday, tonight? No, they're meeting next Monday. I said, well, school starts back Wednesday. So I'd like to know what the answer is going to be for the people who's got these little children. How are they going to handle that? Because a lot of parents, if they have to stay with their children, they're going to be late for work, just like they're doing in Louisville and everything else. He said it's an issue, it's a problem, it's broke, they're trying to fix it. But when you start hearing about that they're going to need people to take kids to certain spots, that's what's going to happen. So, and evidently the parents have got word of this already, and I don't see anybody shaking their head like they're involved, but I know I'm not. And my great-grandkids not big enough. But it's going to be an issue. It has been addressed on our level, and they assured me that they stay back in touch with us to see how it worked after Wednesday and see. And he actually said he thought it would alleviate some of the problem up there for your drive, because they would be taking them somewhere else instead of dropping them off up there every day.
Everybody gets upset now. More cars are coming. I'm
just saying, it's not going to be where you're going to see. He said until they also had, they hired some more temporary drivers. They're in training. They was out here today looking. He said it could get better in the first 2 days, the first 3 days. But that problem is there. And I don't feel like our children need to be put in a position where they got to walk too far, especially if you have to go from this side of the road to the other side of the road when there's 150 cars lined up because of construction on the highway. And I asked him this. What about the buses with all the children that's trapped into the traffic situation that can't go anywhere? How are they going to get to school anyway? Because if your car or my car is in the midst of all this traffic or sitting down here at this railroad crossing and can't get out up there, how's the school bus going to do it? So it's going to be an issue. So you'll be hearing it. And I just want everybody to know before they get on Facebook Thursday afternoon or Wednesday afternoon, oh my God, what's Lemon Junction done? You know, it ain't us. And it's we're on top of it the best we can do. Alrighty.
Can I go on record as saying it's the silliest thing I ever heard?
Yeah, you can say what you
want. I mean, serious.
I kind of thought it whenever I talked to him. But there again. Adam's not here. Nikki?
For the fire department this month, we had 47 incidents. We built 5 of them through RSP. Due to the road construction on 65, we have increased our rapid response to 3 people a day. There was no status as of yet on the AFG grant for the fire truck. All surplus items were sold on gov deals with the exception of the free fire truck. We listed it 2 different times with and only got maybe around a $3,000 bid on it. So there is a letter that you all should all have a copy of, and they are wanting to buy the engine for $6,000, and they're going to donate it to the Dominican Republic. For their apparently a small town over there.
down and burn the tree. Yeah. Pardon me?
No, they come and get it from us. We don't do any shipping. They have to come and yeah, and buy from us and transfer the title.
Because they're going to pay us $6,000 for it.
Yeah, we just need a motion to accept it.
Just need, somebody need, y'all got any discussion on it?
I think if we receive the $6,000, let's make a motion to go ahead and push forward with this because we need that. You know, that's a great benefit for both places, us and them, even if it is the Dominican Republic.
Do we need to make a motion?
Yes. Okay.
She did.
Did you make the motion?
I second.
Can you make the motion? Been seconded. Motion been made, regular seconded to proceed on with the $6,000 offer made to get the truck paid for to us so they can send it to the Dominican Republic. Call the roll, please.
Teresa?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Jenny?
Yes.
Allie?
Yes.
And Becky?
Yes.
That's all Nikki's got. Terry?
Between June and July, we've had 15 extra runs due to the construction. Not going to imagine it's going to work. So the county's down here right now trying to help us out. I've got two guys out right now, one off sick, and two county guys are down here right now. So we've got four between my guys and then we've got four down here right now.
Okay. Good, all you got?
Yeah, that's all.
Trying to keep working.
Did you check into the proceeding on with the vest idea we talked about the other day?
Yes, I'm waiting for Donald to send somebody down here to measure.
Okay.
All right. Did you have to get the information?
Yes.
And the board that you wanted is it's all laid out.
Oh.
Everything's on the board when you walk in.
All the scheduling for the schools and everything. Okay. Got your training. Right.
Everything's up on the board.
All right. Appreciate it. Chaz?
Yeah.
Hey.
I thought we were over here scheming on this.
We put a new valve on the Knoxville side over there on the 6-inch line. Over the next last month, we'll be able to isolate that area. We took the wall and went out there, pulled all of the freezers and refrigerators that was in there out last week, and hauled in all the scrap that we got 903 hours. And then Mike and Caleb, they went down to Glasgow for one day. Smith and Loveless sewer pump training to get familiar out with their pumping station and everything. And water's at 10% this
month. All right, is all you got? In case any of you noticed, looking at getting rid of the coal fire maybe someday at the Beam Distillery and gas, cleaning up the air a little bit between Chaz and the guys and some of the prisoners we've had use of, we've been cleaning the highway signs. I don't know if anybody noticed how much brighter they are. We've actually went around, sprayed Clorox on the signs and scrubbed them, sprayed water and cleaned the signs up. Where they've been black for so long, they're starting to look good. We're facing the city as we go on, as we get time, we do them all. We have the cleanest signs in the county. You don't know how bad they're dirty if you clean one of them.
Right.
All right. That was Chad. Becky?
I just appreciate what the city's done, keeping everything clean at the end of the
month. Teresa?
I had somebody ask me about when they down there on Poplar where they're taking the big trucks in and out, there's so much gravel and dirt and stuff. Is there any way they can use a sweeper and knock it off? I personally don't travel that area that much, but evidently some people do with all the rocks and
Jazz talked to them about that the other day, the same as with our gate, that we had the gate up, and they wanted the gate down. So they took the gate down. Then somebody got in there and got some of their fuel. So they've been putting the gate back up. He also had been talking to them about trying to get some of that mess cleaned up as we go along.
I'll pass that on to them. Thank you.
Right.
That's all I have.
Okay, Allie?
No, but I just want to thank all the city guys, Tina, and just anybody who's helped us out for whatever reason. It's greatly appreciated. You guys are fantastic.
Jenny?
Don't let anybody tell you different.
I just had someone, and I was just on it, our website page for the city. Is there any way to put that back out again so that people that didn't get it when we got it, they know where to go? Because I do want to thank you. The garbage information is on our city website.
Yes.
Is there any way to get that out there that it is up and running and we're keeping up?
I mean, just post it and share it. I mean, that's the only thing.
Everybody.
Just keep posting and sharing it, because everything phases off social media. But if everybody just puts it out and shares it, or, you know.
Can you put it on the sign? Like,
yeah, we'll do that. We can do that again.
Yeah, we put it on the sign.
Okay,
we talked about that. Actually doing that the other day, but not this many people would even get together and understand it. Everybody formulated their own ideas of what was going on,
right,
and it was just going to stir it up more. So we put something on there with your bill, one can or whatever. You know,
right. I've seen that, and I do want to say thank you for that, because I didn't know it was on there. But I think coming off of social media with the opinions and seeing this on the website will help too.
And I mean, as much as handing out bad information or misinformation of what you think, if you take what you know and you find out and spread the word, it'll get better. And like, and it's with Mike, that issue, the only thing you get better there is if the garbage people make it get better.
And then, I didn't want to thank my dad for coming to my
and the same as the, it doesn't affect, I don't think it affects anybody here, Terry, with the commercial dumps, see, we don't handle that either. That's them. And they was not getting anything dumped. And JHK was taking their garbage back inside. Little Rick's was taking their garbage back inside at night because they wasn't doing it. Just miscommunication. But the people at the very top, once we got a hold of them, they seemed to be wanting to get it fixed. But anyway.
I know my dumpsters look really good after the 4 months
that it took us to get
on the
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Joe? Tim?
Nope, I think it's been good. You've answered all the questions.
What time is it?
Make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Motion made to adjourn and second. Call them, please.
Jenny?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Becky?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
And Allie?
Yes.
Thank you.